Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live in the studio with us today on Testimony Tuesday Day, and I'm thanking and praising God for each of you that's tuning in and chiming in at this time. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent. Hallelujah. People of God, I am thankful to God for this, a blessed opportunity again to come into your places of dwelling, wherever that may be, your homes, your businesses, your cars, wherever you are right now and hearing my voice. I thank God for this blessed privilege and this blessed opportunity. Let me just shout out to those that are at PSM International today. Thank you so much for your prayers and for your petitions and your intercessions for others. You are an amazing people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To just even be a part of what God is doing in this season, to see the sensitivity, the love, and the outpouring of prayers for one another it just amazes me all the time, praise the Lamb of God. And then even more to see God responding to your prayers, praise the Lamb of God, and to our prayers as we pray one for another. Let us continue in this spirit, praise the Lamb of God. To our administrators, God bless each of you, Valerie, Karen, Carolyn, praise the Lamb of God, Lisa, and also, praise the Lamb of God, our daughter, Sister McCain, Man Janice McCain, who is so faithful to administer, praise the Lamb of God, there on the page and make sure that things continue and that ministry happens and that, praise the Lamb of God, responses are done. You are such a faithful team of people, and I just thank God for each and every one of you. Let me say this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that what God is doing in this season is awesome. We had an awesome prayer call, a national prayer call on last night. The lines were so full, praise the Lamb of God, of people across the country who responded to the clarion call. And we thank and praise God that even some of you were there, praise the Lamb of God, on the call as we prayed, praise the Lamb of God, in our prayer focus and what have you. Anointed many of you that I serve under as first assistant to Bishop Murphy, and therefore the call was really orchestrated, praise the Lamb of God, primarily by me, to make sure that everyone received their prayer assignments and things of that nature, and to set things in order so that the call can be what it was. I praise God for the way he has used us in these last several years in the Intercessory Prayer Ministry International in Full Gospel. Praise God to develop a platform, hallelujah, that will cause others to understand and see the importance of reclaiming the house of God as the house of prayer. We have robbed God of, praise the Lamb of God, of his house, and we have made it many things, praise the Lamb, but he calls it the house of prayer for all nations. So let us continue to pray one for another, people of God, hallelujah, that we might see the results. We are witnessing miracles at the Truth Church. Yes, we are. We are witnessing miracles at the Truth Church. Hallelujah. We are witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, signs and wonders. Amen. Here on the show and on the page. And I want all of us to experience. It's my prayer today, praise the Lamb of God, that a miracle move of God takes place in your life. That a miracle move of God takes place in your life. And we're going to talk about that a little further on in the show. Here, we're going to talk about a miracle move of God, how to set that up, how to set it in motion. Praise the Lamb. Yes, praise God, yes. Praise the Lord. I believe, you know, in the combinations or the recipe, praise the Lamb of God, of a miracle in Scripture, that if we can get the dynamics together, praise God, and the elements that it take, we can reenact a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God, that God will do for us, hallelujah, what he has done in the past, he will do today. A grandmother used to say down in the wood floor church with splendid pews, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God, the grandmama used to say, it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he will do for you, praise the Lamb. And we want God to be able to move in our life. I'm telling you this because, people of God, really seriously, for the last few months, I have been sensing miracles in the air, praise the Lamb of God, since God spoke to me and told me this was a season of signs and wonders and miracles, praise the Lamb of God. I have really, really been sensing miracles, praise, and I have been looking for the miracle setup, hello light bulbs, the miracle opportunity for God to move in a miraculous way. There are opportunities, praise the Lamb of God, for those of us who have the spiritual eye. There are opportunities, praise the Lamb, that present themselves to us in situations, circumstances, and conditions of others that is breeding ground for a miracle. Hallelujah. And today, praise the Lamb of God, I want somebody to receive the miracle working power of God in their life. Somebody needs it. Somebody needs it. Somebody needs it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I want it to happen. I want it to come to pass. And I want it to come to pass in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord, our God, is able to do all things for us. People of God, be not short on that, that God can and God will do it. And you're going to see a miracle, praise the Lamb of God. With your own eyes, you're going to see God do, hallelujah, for you what nobody else can do for you. And that is, praise the Lamb of God, change things in the natural, praise the Lamb of God, against the order thereof. Hallelujah. That God can go against the order that he has established on your behalf to make things, praise the Lamb of God, viable and possible for you. Praise the Lord. You just watch. You just watch. You're going to see God do things for you, and you're just going to be saying, oh, my God, look at our God. Look at what God is doing in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's the testimony I want you to receive. I want you to have that testimony on your lips, hallelujah, on this testimony day, that God is doing for me, praise the Lamb of God, what I never dreamt that he would do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless you, people of God. Those of you that are listening via the internet and you want to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so today at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. It's Testimony Tuesday. Those of you, praise the Lamb of God, that have a testimony you would like to share, you can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God, and we would love to entertain your testimony today, praise God, of how good God has been to you and what God has done for you. Hallelujah, across the past week. I'm looking for a miracle, praise the Lamb of God. I expect the impossible, hallelujah, because God, our God, is a miracle-working God. And I expect to hear testimonies from our people about the goodness of God and how God has made a way in your life for you, praise the Lamb of God, that's caused you to walk into your moment of greater, praise the Lamb of God, your moment of greater, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So it's Testimony Tuesday, and you have that opportunity today to do that, praise the Lord. Eric code 646-564-9818, Eric code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio. It's prayer time, people of God. We're going right along here, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, if we have an intercessor in queue. You want me to tell you something? I want to pray today. Yeah, I want to pray today. Praise the Lamb of God. I feel like praying today. Someone else feel like praying, you can push one on your dial. I'm not going to stop you from praying with us and for us. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, if you felt the unction that I feel. But I think I want to pray today. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. I want to pray today. For the saints, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm praying for Pastor Brad Frazier, his father today. I'm looking for a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a miracle in his life. Praise God. I know what God can do. I know that God can rescind, hallelujah, what the doctor says. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know God can do it, people of God. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. So I'm praying for his father that they do not have to amputate any part of his leg. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, God, I give you praise today for your presence. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking already, people of God. Yes, God. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Ah, God. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence and thank you for your precious promise. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you something. If you really knew how present God is in your life, hallelujah, you would give him the free course, praise the Lamb of God, to do and say what he desires to do and say in your life today, praise the Lamb of God, that will make the whole of the difference. Praise the Lamb of God in your relationship. Hallelujah. Are there any other prayer requests? Please push one on your dial quickly as we prepare to enter into our prayer mode here. Praise the Lord. If any of you have a prayer request, you can state it now. Praise God. Hallelujah today. Oh, Father in heaven, we give you praise, honor, and glory for your people today. I thank you, hallelujah, for this opportunity that we have to share and in prayer together, Father, in your word together, in fellowship together, Father. Thank you for the prophetic movement that is, hallelujah, prevalent in our lives, O God. We reverence your holiness. We reverence your presence. We reverence your spirit, Father. Thank you for rest upon our beds and for our rising today. Thank you today, Father, hallelujah, for Jesus, the Christ of God. Thank you, Lord, for the work, hallelujah, that he has done at Calvary, that has caused us to be kin to you, that you are our kinsman, redeemer, Father, that we are no longer bastards, O God, neither heathens, but we are your dear children. And so we approach your throne with boldness because of the blood of Jesus, knowing, hallelujah, that his blood gives us admission, knowing that his blood, hallelujah, causes us to be acceptable, to be righteous in your sight, Father. Thank you today for your sons and daughters. Thank you, Father, for your children. Hallelujah to your name today, Father. Thank you for what you have done in our lives from the rocking of our cradle to this present moment. Hallelujah. You have just been marvelous, O God. And that's indicative that we are alive, hallelujah, that we have a roof over our head, that there's food on the table, Father. And no matter what else is going on, it's been you that has kept us all of these days. It's been you that has kept us all of these hours, all of these minutes, all of these moments. It's been you that have paid bills before we came out of our mother's womb. Hallelujah. It's been you, Father, that have made ways out of no ways. And we come to shout hallelujah to your name. Glory, hallelujah, Father. You are the air we breathe, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You are, yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you that in this mighty season, oh God, you have shown yourself mightier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to us, Father, than we ever thought you would. We have seen signs. We have seen wonders. We have seen miracles, oh God, even wrought upon us. And we thank you today, Father, for testimonies. We thank you today, Father, that many of us are in homes that we know we can't afford. We are in apartments we can't afford. We do things, oh God, hallelujah, and go places and enjoy things that we really can't afford, but your mercy, your grace, your love, hallelujah, your sufficiency in our lives has caused us, oh God, hallelujah, to be lavished by our Father in heaven. You have opened the windows of heaven and you have poured our blessings on us, oh God, and we thank you today for those blessings, Father. Father, I ask you to look today on those in convalescent homes. Father, remember mother, remember dad, remember grandparents today. Hallelujah, Father, remember them. Remember the sick and afflicted, oh God. Someone needs you today. Someone has an appointment with a doctor, oh God. Hallelujah, I've looked at their x-rays and think he know all, Father. But, oh, God, they need your hand to guide. They need you to reveal even more, Father, before he go to cutting, Father. Father, in the name of Yeshua, look today, Father. Somebody needs your hand that no medicine can cure. Somebody needs your touch. Somebody need a miracle today, Father. In the name of Yeshua, I lift up Pastor Brad's dad to you, Father. I don't know why I'm so compassionate for this man whom I've never met, but his son, Father, is faithful. His son, Father, loves and adores you. Brad loves you today, Father. Hallelujah. And I know what you can do. I know that he needs to see you in a mighty and miraculous way that he has never known you in, Father. So, Father, we ask for a miracle move today. We ask you, O God, to show the doctors again your mighty hand, O God. Hallelujah, that when their medicines fail, when their prognosis and their diagnosis, O God, come forth, Father, that you have the last word today, Father. In the name of Jesus, look today, Father, and be a miracle worker in this family, Father. Father, today, hallelujah, God, I look on your children today, Father. They need you today. They need you today, Father. We all need you, Father. We need a miracle move today, Father. Let your spirit descend upon us. Allow, oh God, yes, God, hallelujah, the atmosphere to be ignited with miracle power. Hallelujah, I read your word, Father, and I know your presence, hallelujah, brings miracles. I know, Father, when we call on you, Father, hallelujah, that you can interrupt, you can disturb, you can intercept, hallelujah, whatever the condition is, and you can rectify it today. Father, in Jesus' name, look and have mercy on us, Father. We need you. Hallelujah. Somebody's desperate for you. Somebody's desperate for you today. Somebody's desperate for you, Father. Look today, Lord Jesus. Look today, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs a financial miracle. And I know, God, that you are able, oh God, to take two fish and five loaves of bread and feed multitudes. Somebody needs you today, oh God. Hallelujah. They have to go in that courtroom and they don't know the outcome, Father. But you're God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Stand with your people. Father, in Jesus' name, somebody, hallelujah, have received a bad report. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, hallelujah, needs you to open a door for a job today. Somebody need a miracle move. I decree and I declare miracles, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. I decree and declare it today over your people. Hallelujah. Look on your servants and your sons. Look on them now, Father. Hallelujah. Not only perform for them, Father, but use them, Father. Hallelujah. To speak miracles. Use them, Father, to be conducive of miracles, a conducive of miracles, oh God. Cause them, Father, to be used by you, to be able to be a miracle worker for someone else, because you're God today. Hallelujah. In our lives, we love you, God. We bless you in the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Release it, Lord. Release it, Lord. Somebody needs a miracle right now. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Yeshua. Ah, God, let your miracle virtue, let your miraculous hand move on behalf of your people. Miracle. Oh God. Hey, I love you. And the rabba said it, Do it now. Do it now, Father. Somebody needs you. And the rabba said it, somebody's thirsty for you, God. Somebody's thirsty for you. Somebody's been waiting on you. They've been waiting patiently on you, God. Under the ocean, under the ocean. Oh, God. Oh, God, they need to have your children. Oh, God. Oh. Look today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes. We command it, God. Miracles. Signs. Wonders. Miracles. Signs. Wonders. Miracle. Signs, wonders, in Jesus, the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, yes, yes. I believe it, people of God. I believe God can do anything but fail us. I believe it today. Hallelujah. Hands are lifted now. Hallelujah. Just lift that hand. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, let the presence of your power descend upon each of us. Let the weight of your glory be upon us, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Causing us to walk, hallelujah, in the atmosphere. Let the Shekinah come over us that we might walk in the atmosphere of miracles. Oh, God, that we can be the breeding ground. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah, we give you praise for it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, glorious Lord, today. Whew, my goodness gracious. Well, I tell you, people of God, hallelujah, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Yes, he is. Yes, he is here today. Praise the Lamb, and we give God praise for his presence and his power. My God, my God, my God, what an awesome God. What an awesome God we serve. There is no God like our God, people. Understand that. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. I just love him. I just love God for his presence, people. I love him for his spirit. Yes, yes, yes. I love Jesus today. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Oh, I'm high already, people of God. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are praising God, hallelujah, for all that he is and all that he does and all that he's doing. My God in heaven, yes, Lord, for all people of God. Whew, I'm high in it today. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope somebody else is feeling like I'm feeling. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, my God in heaven. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Praise, I can't wait till tonight. Hallelujah, there at the Truth Church. We always experience something miraculous on Tuesdays in our hour of power service. Hallelujah, I will be ministering tonight also at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, get ready. I feel miracles. I feel miracles, people of God. I don't know how to even explain to you, praise the Lamb of God. It has to do, hallelujah, with the Spirit and the gift of discernment. Discerning, praise the Lamb of God. I discern miracles in the atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, signs and wonders in the atmosphere for the people of God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. My goodness, let me see. Hallelujah. Who is here today? Praise the Lord. Boy, look at the line. It's so many of you online today. Thank you, people of God, for calling in and sharing. Praise the Lamb of God on the show today, for listening. Those of you that's listening to my voice, via the internet, and you want to be a part of our live show, you can do so by area code calling in on your phone, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. You can also give that number to others. Praise the Lamb of God. Help them to call in and be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're in queue, and that is a praise report that you would like to give today, you are welcome to give it. Praise the Lamb of God. You are so welcome to give your praise report today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, just push one on your keypad, and you're able to do so. Praise God. I saw my daughter Sylvia, hallelujah, hallelujah, was giving a praise report even on the page today. Praise the Lamb of God. Erica 504, hallelujah, your mic is hot.
Hi, Prophet, how are you?
I am fine. How are you doing, Keisha?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you so much for asking.
Keisha down in the bayou, she in New Orleans area down there, you all. Praise the Lord, yes, God. How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing wonderful. I don't, you know, I guess some people will call in because they have material things or something like that that God has broken through for them. But I am calling because my joy has increased.
My God in heaven.
My faith feels like it is increasing the evermore. And I am just so ecstatic about being a child of God. I just thank God for you and for PSM. And I just wish that every wonderful happen more to the things of God, and just watch him. Just watch him. Just watch him.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You know, we're in a season of miracles. I just, I always watch CNN while we're on the show. I always turn the monitor to CNN, and I'm looking. Boy, this is, do you all know what today? 50 years since the March on Washington. 50 years, people of God. And you know 50, daughter, is the number of Jubilee. 50 is 50 is a number that holds the number 5, praise the Lamb of God, in sequences of 10s, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, hallelujah. Now, how many 5s do you need, praise the Lamb of God, to make 50? How many 5s do you need? 5 times what is 50? 5 times 10 is 50, right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. 5 times 10 is 50. That's divine order, praise the Lamb of God, 5 times in a row. Something has come into divine order that breeds ground for a miracle. Praise them. That's Jubilee. That's debt cancellation. Praise the Lamb of God. That brings you into a place of debt cancellation. That brings you into the place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where miracles can be wrought. My God, 50 years have gone. Oh, my God, since the march on Washington, D.C. Hallelujah. With those civil rights and this, that, another, people of God. And this is something we should be even the more praising God for. Hallelujah. As a testimony to what God has done for us. Hallelujah. Not just as African Americans, but civil rights for all people. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. The Lamb of God for this great nation that we live in. Hallelujah. Andrew Young is sharing there. Praise the Lord. But I want to say this to you, daughter, praise God, since you called in and you talked about faith, praise the Lamb of God. In my meditation reading today, praise God, I was reading in Numbers chapter 14, really stood out to me in verse 11. And God asked Moses, he says, how long will it be before these people believe in me? How long will it be that they believe? Praise the Lamb of God. What do I have to do to cause them to stop doubting me? What is it I can do in their life? Praise the Lamb of God. What kind of miracle do I have to work in their life to stop them? Praise the Lamb of God. And God was so frustrated at this point, he was ready to destroy them because of their murmuring and their unbelief. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of their murmuring and their unbelief. Sunday I dealt with, out of Exodus, the complaint of the people at the river of Mariner, where the waters was bitter and they couldn't drink it, and they mumbled and they mumbled until Moses cried unto the Lord, and he told him to take, you know, the tree, leaves and what have you, and put it in the river, and that he would make water sweet, hallelujah, for people to drink, hallelujah, which is a miracle in itself, because, you know, you just take a piece of a tree or a whole tree and throw it in the water, that's not going to make water sweet. It really was just the way God did it in the eyes of the people so that they could see, praise the Lamb of God, the transformation of the water, praise the Lamb of God, to make it drinkable for them as God would have it be. But people of God, listen to me good. I want to tell you this, those of you that are listening to me, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I forget who said it, but some years ago, praise the Lamb of God, said that, hallelujah, that doubt is like a cat. It has 9 lives, at least 9 lives. And we must destroy and kill every life of doubt that it has in us. Because doubt creeps into us, people of God. Hallelujah. No matter what God has done for us, no matter how he has done it, the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, sows a spirit of doubt to us. And doubt is nothing less than unbelief. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's all it is, praise the Lamb, first cousin to unbelief. And when we doubt God and we have this level of unbelief, praise the Lamb of God, what happens to us is we go into a murmuring and we go into a complaining. We go into a very stressful and frustrating place, hallelujah, that's really out of our hands to do anything about. Though we wouldn't be, having our pity party. But what really needs to be done is that energy needs to be rechanneled through our faith file of thinking about all that God has ever done for us, praise the Lamb of God, and then taking that energy and putting it in place in prayer and believing God wholeheartedly for what we need him to do. Praise the Lamb of God, because doubt and complaining is not going to get it. Hallelujah. Everywhere where you see murmuring and stuff like that, you see God at a frustrated place. You see God, praise the Lamb of God. You think you stressed out? God said, no, I'm the one who's stressed out with you after all that I've done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I've done all of this stuff for you, and now you come up against something and you done forgot everything I've done for you? You act like I can't do it now? Jesus had the same experience, praise the Lamb of God, with his disciples, over and over again. And you can hear Jesus telling them, have you forgotten the fish and the loaves? Have you took up 12 baskets of fragments? Have you forgotten the miraculous miracles that I've done? Now you want to stand here and doubt that what we don't have? What's wrong with you? When are you going to walk in a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that causes you to be in permanency? Watch this, people of God, in permanency with God in your faith, which has to be, praise the Lamb of God, believe it. Your belief must have continuity. It must have growth. It must have consistency, continuum, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Not wavering. Not tripping on God because it don't come at the hour you want it, when you want it. As though God is a bellman, praise the Lamb of God, in a hotel, a room service. And so when you called and they told you, okay, the food will be up, praise the Lamb of God, you call again and say, when is coming? And you get so frustrated you don't want the food because they didn't deliver it in a timely manner that you wanted it in. God is not a bellhop. Who made him that? Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding that when it comes down to God moving in our lives, people of God, and I really want you to be recipients of miracles and miraculous signs and wonders, praise the Lamb of God, but we're going to have to really get into a place of understanding that God moves when God gets ready and not when you're ready. Praise the Lamb of God. Even though many times his unreadiness is about your unreadiness, that you're not ready, praise the Lamb of God, to be what he needs you to be so that he can do what he said he was going to do. Many times we stand in the way, and it's evident, praise the Lamb of God, in our doubt department. It's evident, praise the Lamb of God, in the way we tripping, that we are not ready to receive what God has for us to receive. We say we are, but we ain't ready. Because you can't get it in that mode. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. It will not come in your doubt and unbelief mode. God requires full belief, praise the Lamb of God. God requires an unwavering, praise the Lamb of God, faith, even towards a staggering promise. Praise the Lamb of God. God requires unwavering faith. Hallelujah. In the midst of a staggering promise. When we see the miraculous moves, praise the Lamb of God, Keisha of God, hallelujah, in the lives of people in Scripture, and I said this on the onset of the show that, you know, I believe in the, if you would, the reincarnation of a miracle, praise the Lamb of God, or that we, if we find the ingredients for the miracle, that the miracle can be reenacted, praise the Lamb of God, that God will do it again. If we just pay attention to the lessons that is placed, praise the Lamb of God, by elements within the framework of the miracle, praise God, that we can receive a miracle move, that we can receive a miracle move, praise the Lamb of God. Discernment plays a big part in this, again, because you got to discern the Spirit of God, praise the Lamb of God. You must be ready when God is ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I think I said enough right there to blow your mind. You must be ready when God is ready. You must be ready when God is ready. I was talking to our Pastor Helen Epps in Dallas, Texas this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. We had prayer on the phone together and what have you. I was talking to her concerning, praise the Lamb of God, what God has been doing in our ministry. Hallelujah, and the miracles that we have been receiving. And I was telling her some of them, praise God, of how God has moved totally just, I mean, brought Angel into, and a lot of people didn't know my daughter was suffering with what she was suffering with for some time now. People that laid hands on her, poured oil on her, all kinds of things. Praise the Lamb of God. But just here, hallelujah, since we've been doing the hour of power while she was in the sanctuary and this miracle anointing filled, praise the Lamb of God, our sanctuary, and God gave some instructions for her to walk. I can't, I was the one that he used, people of God, to tell Aja what to do, and I can't even tell you what, praise the Lamb of God, maybe if Bertha or Mary was on today, they might have overheard and can tell you what I told her to do. All I remember is telling her to walk. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And from that point on, after the service and everything was over, Angel is walking around saying she is learning how to be normal again. Because, praise the Lamb of God, of the miracle that God wrought, praise the Lamb of God, upon her there at the hour of power. What I'm saying to you all is this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, being a recipient of a miracle, hallelujah, that's orchestrated through you, not necessarily for you, but through you, praise the Lamb of God, requires a discipline of godliness, a discipline of reverencing the holiness of God, a discipline, praise the Lamb of God, y'all better hear me good, hallelujah, of a prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, that's based on relationship with the Lord, and I can't harp on that enough, praise God, that prayer life is designed to build your relationship with God, and not designed to build your storehouse, hallelujah, out of God's storehouse, to just keep getting from God, getting from God, getting from God, without you paying attention to the relationship, hallelujah. When your prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, comes into a place of relationship, you stop asking for a lot of things that a lot of people ask for every day, hallelujah. Because relationship tells you that it's already taken care of, that it's already done, praise the Lamb of God, because of the relationship, hallelujah, A wife should not have to go around every day asking her husband, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is he going to do what a husband's supposed to do? Or a husband asks his wife, baby, are you ever going to do laundry? Or are you ever going to do this over and over and over again? Some things should move into the position of an absolute automatic, whereas that we just know that these things are going to be done. At some point, mama going to cook. Praise the Lamb of God. Food is going to be prepared, and things are going to be happen in the way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that is, you know, instamatic, if you would, praise the Lamb of God, or spontaneous because of the relationship. And God is the same way, hallelujah, but you must build relationship with God, hallelujah. Of course, your ears must be in tune to God so that you can hear God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. This practice is mandatory, people of God, that you hear God. Hallelujah. And so when you come to this place, hallelujah, of being a recipient of a miracle, whereas God can use you, hallelujah, to release miracles into the lives of others, then, people of God, hallelujah, you must allow yourself not to have a doubtful spirit, praise the Lamb of God. That is one of the biggest deterrents in the miracle process. If you remember, praise the Lamb of God, when Jesus went to his own hometown, the Bible says that he could not do many mighty miracles there because of their unbelief. Of course, we say, hallelujah, that he would not do, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. That doubt caused him to say, you know, no matter what I do here, you ain't going to believe it, no way, praise the Lamb of God. So it don't make no sense in doing it, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. So our belief must be wholeheartedly, and it must be because of the relationship. It must be because of what we have seen God do for us in the past, people of God. We must have some type of track record with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. That allows us to put our faith and trust in him no matter what. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That there's always the, in miracles, as we have seen them in Scripture, there's always the circumstance of the situation being beyond that man can do anything about. It's always outside of the realm of possibility of mankind. No medicine, praise the Lamb of God, can cure this. Praise the Lamb of God. Nobody has what it takes in order to rectify or bring back into divine order what is out of order in a person's life, praise the Lamb of God, whether, hallelujah, it's a deformity, no matter what it is that we see in Scripture, it's always outside of the perimeter of, praise the Lamb of God, the possibilities of mankind. If it's inside the perimeter, praise the Lamb, then there's always the excuse of what took place. Praise the Lamb. There's always reason that comes into play. There's always the knowledge of man, praise the Lamb of God, that will come into play to disrupt, hallelujah, to disturb the miracle, to say this is what really happened. And a lot of us see this on a lot of the shows that come on, praise the Lamb of God, they come on television and what happened in cable, and they be showing you stuff that happened, and then they want to go into a scientific explanation, praise that it was this miracle or myth, all of that kind of thing, and they try to investigate this, that, and another, blah, 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 until they try to prove the scientific steps and blah, blah, blah that took place in order for something to happen. So we must understand when God performs a miracle, praise the Lamb of God, it's always outside of the realm of man, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now, praise the Lamb of God. When it's outside the perimeter of the possibilities of mankind, hallelujah, of what God is about to do, praise the Lamb of God, he always, praise God, has unbeliever there. Not a doubter, but an unbeliever. That's a difference. Ding dong, there's a difference in a doubter and an unbeliever. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A doubter is a person who say, praise the Lamb of God, that they have the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. A doubter is a person, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, who has the experience, praise the Lamb of God, of knowing the existence of God and this, that, and another, but stands there, praise the Lamb of God, looking at situations and circumstances, saying, how can this be? How can this be? There's no way that this could really happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or somebody tell me what really took place here. See, that's doubting. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. An unbeliever is one, praise the Lamb of God, who knows not God. An unbeliever is one, praise the Lamb of God, who sits in the seat of being shocked into belief in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Not one who believes in God and then doubting God all at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. But a true unbeliever is one who has never had experience with God, does not have the knowledge or anything that hangs on the perimeter of an agnostic or an atheist or something of this nature. An unbeliever, praise the Lamb of God, who can be shocked into belief, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The presence of unbelief is always, hallelujah, one of the distinguishing factors, praise the Lamb of God, about miracles being wrought, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is there somebody who around you who can be brought into a place of belief? Praise God. Hallelujah. We must also understand that every miracle, praise the Lamb of God, seems to, in the spirit realm, have already been prearranged. I want you to understand that too, that they have already been, in God, been prearranged, praise the Lamb of God. Do you all remember when Jesus and his disciples were going down the road, praise the Lamb of God, and the blind man was there, we call him blind Bartimaeus, praise the Lamb of God, he was crying out, and then the disciples asked Jesus, Father, asked the master who did sin that this man was born blind. Did his mother, did his father? How is it that he was born blind? And Jesus said, neither. And he said, nobody sinned. He said, but that the, yeah, praise the Lamb of God. You know that scripture. Praise the Lamb of God. The glory of God might be made manifest. He was born this way for God's glory. Praise the Lamb of God, that the manifestation of God's glory, praise the Lamb of God, might be made, hallelujah, known in this area, in this time, in this season, praise the Lamb of God, to show forth the mighty works of God, that God is doing something in this season. Let me stick a pin right there, praise the Lamb of God, and just give you all this announcement. God is doing something in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I say God is doing something in this season. You may say God is up to something in this season. Praise the Lamb. Any way you want to make it. But God's doing something in this season. God is not dormant in this season that we're in, people of God. And we must understand that the stage is set for miracles, signs, and wonders. The stage is set for miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because there's so much unbelief around us. There's so many unbelievers around us. Praise the Lamb of God. There's so much doubt even now about the existence of God and the participation of God, the concern of God, and the care of God in our society, in politics, in everything else. Praise the Lamb of God. You see they exiting God out of everything. Praise the Lamb of God. As though he don't know, he don't care, he don't exist. That is nothing but a crutch for weak-minded people. Praise the Lamb of God. Like you and I, we just weak and we just need a crutch to lean on. But there's truly and really no God. Praise the Lamb of God. That is all man-made and manufactured. They're constantly trying to make the Bible, praise the Lamb of God, a mythological book, just something that some guys got together and did. You know, they just had a feeling one day to put it together and drop it out there and say, okay, this is the book, praise the Lamb of God, that we're going to change the world with. They're constantly trying to bring these accusations, praise the Lamb of God, and of course, the flip side of that coin is, praise the Lamb of God, with so many people, praise the Lamb of God, that claim to be faith people that's living out of, that's not walking the faith life, praise the Lamb of God, also gives credence to this and calls this air of unbelief and doubt and what have you to be persistent in our society, in our world today. Praise the Lamb of God. But it is a needed ingredient. The stage was set primarily the same way when Jesus was born in Nazareth, praise the Lamb of God, and was reared up and entered into his public ministry. The stage was set primarily the same way. People have been praying for a deliverer. They have been praying for deliverance for hundreds of years, praise the Lamb of God, and to no avail. People have been wanting, praise the Lamb of God, to see a change, and no change was coming. And so in this, praise the Lamb of God, type of atmosphere was Jesus born, praise the Lamb of God. In that type of atmosphere, he came in government oppression. In that type of atmosphere, Jesus came. When there was heavy taxation placed upon people with no representation. That is the type of atmosphere Jesus was born in. When there was no health care, that's the type of atmosphere. I hope somebody hearing the message today, praise the Lamb of God, that Jesus was born into, praise the Lamb of God. We say he was born, but you need to understand, praise the Lamb of God, the circumstances and the historical, cultural, praise the Lamb of God, conditions that he was born into, praise the, in his society that he was born in, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. There was hunger, praise the Lamb of God. There were poor people, hallelujah. Yeah, there were homeless and outdoors and all of this kind of stuff. That's the atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God, that the miracle child was born into. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the atmosphere of our society today. Praise the Lamb of God. And Jesus desires miracles to be born into in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Helen Epps told me this morning, she said, Prophet, all God needs is some available people. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the points I made in my teaching last Tuesday night, availability. Are you available to be used by God? Are you truly available to be used by God? Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. These elements, praise the Lamb of God, persist. Hallelujah. They persist, praise the Lamb of God, in this miracle manifestation spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. As I first stated, the atmosphere is set by God, praise the Lamb of God. The stage is set by God, hallelujah. All he needs is the players in place, hallelujah. All he needs is people in place to be used, praise the Lamb, as a conducive for the miracle, Praise God. Now, the question is, are we willing to be that prophetic people of God? Since we hear the voice of God, are we willing to be that? Praise the Lamb of God, so that the miracle can come forth. And then, are you bold enough to allow the miracle to come forth? Praise the Lamb of God. Are you bold enough to speak what God speaks? Praise the Lamb of God, even though it may look like to people that you spoke a word, and since they don't want to blaspheme against God, they're going to call you the liar. Praise the Lamb of God. They're going to point the finger at you and say, you said. They ain't going to say God said, even though you're speaking on behalf of God. Are you willing to stand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And be that person, hallelujah, that will take whatever it is in order for God to be represented through you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what God needs in this season. He needs some people, praise the Lamb of God, who don't mind being ostracized, castigated, praise the Lamb of God, and looked upon as different, as peculiar for his name's sake. Hallelujah. When God finds these type of people, praise the Lamb of God, he knows then that he has found people that he can utilize, that he can use to do what needs to be done. Because if you're not that way, if you jump on this bandwagon, praise the Lamb of God, for God to use you, you will be that way. Hallelujah. They will call you weird. They will call you different. And they will shy away from you until they need you. Praise the Lamb of God. And this happens to a lot of prophetic people. They just don't notice it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That people seems and tends to, praise the Lamb of God, pull away from us slowly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because they don't want to be around the prophetic voice. They don't want to be around the prophetic discerner. They don't want to be around that person, praise the Lamb of God, who seems to be and says that they are in touch with God. Praise the Lamb of God. They don't want to be around that person. So know that about yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to what God says. How long, praise the Lamb of God? Hallelujah. What is it going to take for me to get these people to believe in me? Frustrated God was. Moses, what I'm going to have to do? He's talking to Moses like him and Moses, praise the Lamb of God, our team player. What am I going to have to do to get these people to really believe in me? Now, that's a sad indictment against the people of God that has seen the miraculous miracles that these people had seen. What is it that I can do to make you believe, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm with you? To make you believe, hallelujah, that I'm your God and that I have chosen you. What do I have to do? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. No matter how many times I move mountains for you, that I make ways for you, that I bring you out, that I take you through, once you get on the other side of it and something else happens, you fall out like I've never done nothing for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I think one of the, if you don't mind me saying so, people, since I have the mic, I think one of the issues with the human relationship with God, praise the Lamb of God, that causes us to have these, breakdowns when it comes down to our faith and belief that manifest in pity parties and all of this stressful stuff and all of this tripping and tears and crying that we go through. I believe, praise the Lamb of God, one of the issues that is because we see in our humanity, praise the Lamb of God, that we're not qualified to be in relationship with the divine. Praise the Lamb. I put it that way. Woo! Shakespeare, that should be penned. That we see, praise the Lamb of God, in our humanity, that we are not, praise the Lamb of God, qualified to be in relationship with the divine. In other words, praise the Lamb of God, there's something in us that says we don't deserve the miracle, that we don't deserve God to do, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what he has promised to do. There are things that happen, praise the Lamb, across the course of a week, the course of months and years or whatever time since the last time God had to do something miraculously for us, praise the Lamb of God, that puts us in a place, hallelujah, of feeling that, no, I'm not the one, praise the Lamb of God, because of this. You must remember, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, is that's why Jesus died for you, praise the Lamb. That's why the blood was shed for you. Yes, it was, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, it was. That's a part of your salvific package, that the blood of Jesus covers you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and it's covering you. Yes, pray, as long as you're able, praise the Lamb of God, to pray and ask for forgiveness and turn from, God is able to turn to. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. When we ask for forgiveness, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's the word of God. When we turn to him, he turned to us. Praise the Lamb of God. I ask for forgiveness, he forgives. I turn to, he turned to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That is the process of God. You turn to me, I turn to you. You favor me, I favor you. Praise the Lamb of God. So in the miracle working, praise the Lamb of God, move of God, we must come to a point of understanding, hallelujah, that God can use any of us, praise the Lamb, who don't allow Satan to play hopscotch with our brain, praise the Lamb of God, in our spirit to make us feel that we are not worthy, praise the Lamb. Now, let me tell you something, people of God, hallelujah. Every one of you that's listening to me should be in a mold to be looking for, praise the Lamb of God, a miracle move opportunity. Every last one of us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this shouldn't just be a one-time situation. It should be all the time, praise the Lamb of God. And there should be an expectation upon, praise the Lamb of God, the anointing that's on our lives, the presence of God and the power of God to do things for us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that others feel it's impossible to be done, praise God, because of your relationship. You are a son, you are a daughter of God, and don't let the devil tell you anything different, praise the Lamb of God. You are a son, you are a daughter of God, and don't let the devil tell you anything different. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you are that, you are slash servant. Praise the Lamb of God. You are son, daughter, servant. And therefore, God should be able to use you at any time, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to do a miraculous thing in any setting that you find yourself in. Praise God. But you must earmark yourself as the one. You must say, Lord, I'm here. Praise the Lamb of God, use me. You must look for God to use you, praise the Lamb of God, in places and in circumstances where things are not right. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be able to allow God to use you to fill other people's meal barrels, to fill their crews of oil. Because of your presence, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Do you recognize that some places that you visit, praise the Lamb of God, that some people are lacking, but yet they'll feed you? And when you leave, a blessing is left on that house? Hello, light bulbs. Now, I didn't tell you to go run and start your business with this, hallelujah, or go into a thing of, yeah, I know when you do something for me, you're going to be blessed. With arrogance and pride. I'm talking about in your humility. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I recognize every door I go through that a blessing is left there because the apostolic prophet of God stood there. Praise the Lamb of God, because I sat there, because water was given to me. Praise the Lamb of God. I know the anointing that's on my life. Hallelujah. I know what God has spoken to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, you must understand this about yourself. Hallelujah. So that God can get the fullness out of you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And be able to work fully through you in this season of miracle signs and wonders. Praise the Lamb of God. And I really, people of God, I did not premeditate to talk to you all about this or anything. It's just in my spirit. It's just in my spirit that God wants to do miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. That God wants to do miracles in this season for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, I feel God. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Wow. Yes, Lord. Woo! Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can believe, you can have it today, people of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do something I've never done before here on the radio. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All of you that's listening to me, praise the Lamb of God. You are here in queue with me in the studio. Praise the Lamb. This is what the Lord just spoke to me. He told me to open the lines, praise the Lamb of God, and find out from each one of you, praise the Lamb of God, that feel that you need a miracle. He told me to ask you what you need. So if you're one of those, praise the Lamb of God, that need God to work a miracle for you, push one on your dial now. Praise the Lamb of God. Just push one. Push one. If you need God to work a miracle for you, praise the Lamb of God. I need you to push one on your dial. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord has spoken, not me. Praise the Lamb of God. If you need a miracle in your life, you need the God to do something miraculous for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. In this season, God told me to tell you to push one on your dial right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God needs you to, okay? Praise God. I see you. I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. Bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. Blessed be he. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. You are God today. You are God today. I love and adore you, Father. I bless you in this time. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to open your mic. Praise the Lamb of God. I need you to think while you are listening to my voice right now. I need you to think about what you're going to ask me, because there are others, praise the Lamb, and I just don't need you scrambling and scrambling and scrambling for words. I need you to focus, praise the Lamb of God, on what you're finna tell me, praise the Lamb of God, that you need, praise the Lamb. Give me a few seconds here, praise God, so I can listen to God's instruction for you. Clear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. First caller, Area code 815. Your mic is hot. Area code 815. Your mic is hot. 815 area code. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello? Area code 815. Are you on mute? 815-386-3439. All right, I'll come back to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Area code 313-309.
Yes, I'm here.
Hallelujah. Who's calling?
This is Elantis.
This is who?
Elantis.
Elantis? And
yes.
You're from Detroit?
Yes, I am.
What church you go to, Elantis?
Mount Zion, New Covenant, under Bishop Middleton.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God, Elantis. Elantis, what do you want the Lord to do for you today? What miracle do you need?
I ask God to just make me and my children whole in Him.
I need a little more clarity. What do you mean by hold?
I want to be released from past hurt and past pain and just disappointments so that I can continue to grow and raise my children right.
Hallelujah. That's what you want from God today?
That is exactly what I want.
Hallelujah.
And
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Atlanta. I thank you, Lord, for her children and her family. And so, Father, I decree the miracle blessing upon her and upon her life. Yes, God, that the healing virtue of God, hallelujah, would touch her heart now. Touch her children, oh God. Remove the callus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Remove the scar. Touch and heal today, Father, even according to your word. Hallelujah. For forgiveness is in you. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, oh God, that the memory, hallelujah, will leave her. That it would depart, Father, and be gone into the sea of forgetfulness.
Yeah.
That it will never haunt her again, neither her children. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I command it upon her, Father, in Jesus' name. Daughter, let me tell you this right quick. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. One of the biggest things that you can do, praise the Lamb of God, in a situation, in circumstance like this, is you must be the forgiver, though, hallelujah. Whatever the offense is and wherever it came from, in order for your miracle to take effect, you must make sure you have forgiven and that you've forgiven yourself. Hallelujah. And you will be healed and made whole. I command wholeness to you in the name of Jesus. You be blessed, daughter.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Area code 864.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you today, dear?
I am fine.
Hallelujah. Wonderful. What are we asking God for today?
Prophet, I have a list. Can it be more than one?
It can be whatever you want it to be. I can't make the call. The Lord said to open the line and ask you, so here I am.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I want my daughter healed, my mother healed from back pain and stomach pain.
Mm.
I've been believing God that my father would walk, even saw him walk through the church doors. My aunt free of swelling in her feet and being a diabetic, and some debt canceled.
Hallelujah. Now, who is the debt cancellation for?
It's for me. I have open up the doors for people to have phones with the company I work for, and they have left me holding the bag with the bill. So even that, and even some my mortgage and some taxes I have. So I'm just believing God work it out for me.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the healing virtue to fall upon your daughter. Hallelujah, to come now upon Sylvia. Hallelujah, Father. You have heard every word, Father, and you told me to just decree. So I decree debt cancellation. I decree, hallelujah, that the healing balm of Gilead will be released into this family. I command strength to her father, to this aunt, Father. Hallelujah, that healing would be in her body. The swelling would dissipate. Hallelujah. The diabetes, I command the spirit of sickness to leave her body, as well as the sickness, Father. And we command wholeness. Hallelujah, strength and power in the name of Jesus. It's released, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, I love you, baby. And stay in faith and do what God has required of you to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Do what God has required of you to do. No matter the way things look, you keep your relationship 100% with the word commands you to do. Watch God work on your behalf in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I love your daughter.
I love you. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. My God in heaven. Erico 818.
Yes, hi. Good morning, Prophet. It's Cammie. How you doing?
Hi, Cammie. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm blessed, daughter. Blessed to be here. My God in heaven. The Lord is moving today. Praise the Lamb of God. Miracle move of God today. Thank you, Jesus, for your power and your love today. Cammie, what you need, girl? What you want God to do?
I'm believing God for healing in my mom. You know, she's on dialysis and with her eyesight, and she's been put on a list for a kidney. But we believe in God to heal her. Believe in God to for debt cancellation also as well with my business and with finances, and also with that the increase in my finances, better wisdom, and also with my daughter going back to school. God continue to work out for her as far as her grant and tuitions on for both of my daughters, and also just my better relationship with Christ as well for me.
Hallelujah. Father, you have heard the words of your daughter, Cammie, Father, and I know, Father, you have done so many things for her.
Yes.
But today, Father, I decree, hallelujah, debt cancellation, I decree, doors open, I decree, healing virtue, praise the Lamb of God, being released to mother, Father. Hallelujah, I command the miracle, God. Hallelujah, thou who are able to regenerate the spirit of man. Surely, God, you created us, and you know every fiber of our being. Touch mother's kidneys now. I decree healing there. I command the healing balm of Gilead in her body. Hallelujah, Father. Yes, God. You told me to do this. Do it in your mighty name. Hallelujah. Miracles. 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 Hallelujah. Be in Cammie's house. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lamb of God. God bless you, daughter. I love you today.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. My God, just doing what God told me to do. Erico 313579.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Good afternoon, Sharla. Hallelujah. What is we believe in God for?
I believe in God for just what he promised, total healing and deliverance, for wholeness, to release, be released from every pain and everything that has held me bound that causes me not to trust others, for debt cancellation and freedom, and that family relationships be restored to wholeness again. And that I walk in the fullness of everything that God
Father,
has said that I would.
The Jubilee anointing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the life of Charlotte Johnson, Father. I command healing in her body. I command restoration. Hallelujah. I command it now, Father. I command your promises. Hallelujah, God. I command the restoring, Father. The rectifying, Father. We command it now in the name of Jesus, Father. Miracle working God. The miracle move be upon her. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your spirit today, Father. Thank you for your anointing. Glorious God, hallelujah. Bless you today, Father. Bless her now. Ah, yes, God. Woo, God, thank you. The Lord told me to tell you to go to the faucet and drink a glass of water from the faucet. Praise the Lamb of God. He just spoke this clear word to me, and his spirit is on me. Go to the faucet and drink a glass of water. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Ah, God. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, miracle-working God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for her testimony that's coming forth swiftly. I love your daughter. Be blessed.
Love you too, Prophet. God bless.
Oh, my God in heaven. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Daughter, granddaughter, is this you?
This is me.
How you doing, daughter? What you need, baby?
I just need God to release me from the anger and the bitterness, and I need a financial breakthrough to be released from this burden that I'm carrying.
Father in heaven, thank you that every word that comes out of your children's mouth you hear. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for Satwan. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Lift the heavy burden now, I command it, lift it. In Jesus' mighty name, I command financial breakthrough. In Jesus' name, in miracle proportion. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, I command in her spirit, in her heart, in her soul, in her mind, that bitterness will flee. I command bitterness to go. I command anger to go. I command frustration to go. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Command it, Father. I decree new life, new joy, new peace comes from God and God alone. Be upon Shatwan in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Bless you, daughter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God today, Father. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing, Father. Erico 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Madjanice.
Bless you, Madjanice. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Talk to me. I believe you got something to tell us today. Talk.
I am calling because I need the miracle as well. A few things I need from God. I'm on my way to this interview, and I want this job. The second thing is I want him to restore my family. Me and my children are currently separated, and I want us back together, living comfortably. And I need another vehicle. I need a new home. And God showed me myself as being a wealthy person. He showed me how he was going to do it. It involves numbers, and I want that to be brought to fruition.
Father in heaven, I decree, hallelujah, command the miracle anointing to rest upon your daughter now. Hallelujah. Father, I don't know whether it's a vision or a dream, but I remember hearing you say to tell her it's over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But Father, I speak brand new on her. Hallelujah. I speak the miracle of brand new. Brand
yes,
new
Lord.
Job, brand new home, brand new furniture, brand new car. Hallelujah. Brand new joy in the house. Brand new relationship with the children. Hallelujah. As they come back together, Father. For I know your will, O God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God concerning her life. Father, in Jesus' name, look on your daughter today, Father. I command the blessing.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I command it, Father.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It is so. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now go get it, girl.
Amen. I'm going. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is a consuming fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on here, phone. Error code 917.
Hi, Prophet.
Hello. Who's calling?
This is Arlene from New York.
Is this my daughter, Arlene?
Hi.
Is this my daughter?
Yes, how are you?
Ooh, Arlene, I don't get to hear your voice but once a year. Lord, have mercy. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hallelujah. I'm blessed. Arlene, did the Lord move in the things I was praying for you? Hallelujah. The last time I talked to you, inbox-wise, praise the Lamb of God, some things were going on. Hallelujah.
No,
hallelujah.
But I have a slight testimony, and I want some prayer on it.
Okay.
I had been speaking out that I would be living somewhere rent-free, and I do real estate, as I told you, and my sister does it as well, so she called me and told me about an opportunity, and the house needs a lot of work, so the owner is not willing to do all of the work, so my prayer is that that will be done and taken care of at little expense to me. And I don't want to just live rent-free. The prayer was so that I can definitely support all the ministries that I want to support and also help out with orphanages in other countries. So I don't want to live rent-free just because I want the money. I want it to be able to help God's cause. And so I just want prayer for that. I also need a vehicle to do this real estate. Because that's like a major hindrance. Even though I live in New York and it's a lot of, we have public transportation, it takes a lot of time. So those are my prayers right now.
Wow. Father, in Jesus' name, I command the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to Arlene Crawford. Hallelujah. I command favor that's uncommon upon her life. Thank you, Jesus. I command her hands full, her bank accounts full. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Arlene, the Lord told me to tell you this. The Lord says that he desire for you to do all that you have said that you desire to do, but the Lord said he wants you to do it as he tells you to.
Okay.
He don't want you to just say, I'm giving here, I'm giving here, I'm giving here. The Lord says he wants you to do it according to his dictates, according to the way he commands you. Praise the Lamb of God. So in other words, God says, before you do, talk to him about it.
Okay.
Okay? Hallelujah. Now, that's the condition of what I just spoke over you.
Okay.
Now, I want you to listen good, because a lot of people mess up. I don't know if you have to put that on your refrigerator and on your mirror. I must obey God. I must hear God before I do anything with my finances as related to what you have talked about.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Then you got to obey God. Because there may be a time he may say, give all of that to so-and-so, and don't give that one nothing.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So you must stay in hearing mode with God.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, Father, I have shared with her. There he is. Oh, God, yes. Release the miracle anointing upon her now. Hallelujah. And it is so. Praise the Lamb of God. Get ready, girl. It's yours. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I bless you today. I bless you today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Error code 815.
Good afternoon, Prophet. This is Sandra. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm good. I'm blessed.
What you want, baby?
What I want, first of all, the Lord to bring my children back into right standing with him. I want them to have an encounter with him such as they've never had before, so that there will be no doubt or question about who God is in their lives. I need a financial miracle, and I also need a vehicle so that I can get around and take care of the things that I need to take care of.
Father God, I thank you that you are a God that heareth prayer, and that you are a God that heareth, praise the Lamb of God, your servants. Father, you have heard her words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I command the blessing of salvation and deliverance on these children. Your way, Father. Have your way. Praise the Lamb of God to bring them, hallelujah, to the place of relationship in you. Do what you do best, and that's be God. Hallelujah. Then, Father, we commend the financial blessing. Hallelujah. Over your daughter and to her, Father, that will also cover the expense of the car. Hallelujah. And operation thereof. Your God today, I decree it over her. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless your daughter.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Look at your people today, Father. Error code 504-256.
Hi, Prophet. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Thank you for
giving, you know, accepting my call again. I had an appointment, so I was dropped off the line. But I'm praying. I want to pray, please, for me. The mantle of faith over PSM and discernment and direction for me as far as ministry and a move concerning a relationship that I've called off and on again. I know that I'm a licensed cosmetologist, but it seems as though I've been having a hard time with that. So either if God is wanting me to open up a business or go into a salon to work or to go into a regular, you know, 9-to-5 job so that I can be a provider, as he has called me to be as a mother, single mother for my children.
The Lord says, first of all, he's going to give you a salon. Hallelujah. He said, do not shut the doors.
Amen.
Do not shut the doors this time. That's what the Lord said.
Ooh,
he said, Allah, I'm going to give her a salon. And do not shut the doors this time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Wait a minute. God said he's going to give you the release of finances in the form of a check that is going to come unexpectedly. Praise the Lamb of God. You got an unexpected check coming. Praise the Lamb in Jesus' mighty name.
29.
God said he also to tell you he's going to give you water from the fountain of God, hallelujah, to refresh, to reinvigorate, and to revive you, praise the Lamb of God, for the next season that you have entered into, this new season. That's why you have had this burst of joy. Praise the Lamb of God. You have entered into a new season. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I decree, hallelujah, that the words of her mouth are prophetic words, O God, even over PSM. Hallelujah, for the faith and the discernment. I decree, hallelujah, wealth and riches is in our house. I decree, hallelujah, that the relationship that she speaks of, Father, hallelujah, that you know best, Father, and that you would lead and guide and reveal the truth of it, Father, to her, hallelujah, that she may know what she should do in this hour. I pray, Father, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that all that you have spoken would come forth swiftly in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, even on our children.
Yes.
Yes, God, let the rain of the refreshing waters fall on our daughters, O God. Refresh the house. Hallelujah. Time for newness, says the Lord. You're going to go into new everything. Praise the Lamb. God's going to give you brand new in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brand new. Praise the Lamb of God is yours in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
All right, now God speaks concerning the man, this relationship. God said he is not your husband. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a clear word. He is
Amen.
Not your husband. He is not your husband. That's what the Lord speaks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Bless your name, Father. Bless
yes,
your name.
Lord.
Bless your name for clarity today. Thank you, Father, for clear
Thank
words.
You.
for clear words today in Jesus' mighty name. All right, baby, be blessed.
And you too, Prophet.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Erico 973.
Hi, Prophet. This is Elaine. The enemy shut me down 6 times while I was holding online. I kept on trying to redialing in. But God opened it back up again.
Hallelujah. Elaine, how's Jersey doing over there?
It's good. It's warm here in the 80s.
Yeah, praise God. That's good. I hope it stay that way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, bless your name. Hallelujah. What you got to ask for today, daughter?
For healing and deliverance for me and my family, and total restoration of what the enemy has taken from me and my family, our finances, everything.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the blessing of restoration. I command the blessing of newness, hallelujah, upon your daughter, Elaine, Father. I pray now and I decree, Father, that the miracle of restoration is hers, hallelujah, that all that the enemy has taken will be returned, hallelujah, with interest, Father, sevenfold. I pray, Father, today, hallelujah, that you renew her strength, hallelujah, that you give her new vigor and vitality. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that even as the sun is shining in New Jersey, that the sun will shine in her life, in her heart, and in her spirit, oh God. I hear the Lord saying, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Girl, you got warring angels around you. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Work it, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. And it is so. Hallelujah. God bless you today, daughter. God bless you today. My God, what a show. What a show this has been. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. If this is anything indicative of what tonight is going to be at the Truth Church, I am scared of it. That's all I can say. Praise the Lamb of God. If this has anything to do with tonight's service, oh, my goodness, people of God, hallelujah, our God is God today. Praise the Lamb of God. I have never done this before. Hallelujah. This is brand new to me, what God spoke to me to do. Y'all know I don't do this on no Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. There was one more caller who hung up. Praise the Lamb of God. Dr. Brown. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Miracle. Hallelujah. The finances. The miracle of release of finances. Hallelujah. The miracle of restoration and renewal in your life. I command a blessing to your house, that there is no lack, that you have more than enough in the spare. I bless you now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your words today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for your word today. Hallelujah. People of God, don't forget. Hallelujah. I have an expectation upon you all. Hallelujah. Some of you are starting to register now for the gathering. And we thank and praise God for your registrations that's coming in. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm saying to more of you, It's time to register. We're going to be warring, hallelujah, for the promises of God, the prophetic promises of God on our life. Woo-wee! Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I promise you, people of God, you need to make your way to the Doubletree Hotel in Oak Brook. Praise the Lamb of God, Illinois, for this conference. Praise the Lamb of God. It is going to be a powerful, powerful conference. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you, hallelujah, to take part in this. Make sure, praise the Lamb of God, you are in Chicago. Hallelujah. November the 6th through the 8th. Hallelujah. November the 6th through the 8th. Start booking your rooms and getting things together, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can be there with us for this mighty event. Those of you who would like to be with us tonight at the Truth Church, we are on the corner of Ford Road, Silvery Lane. Ford Road, Silvery Lane at, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what is the name of that? Praise the Lamb of God, Harvest International, hallelujah. On the corner of Ford Road, hallelujah, in Silvery Lane, that's four blocks west of Telegraph on or in Dearborn, Michigan. You can come be a part of our services tonight at 7 o'clock. I will be ministering. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you all. Praise the Lamb of God for being here with us. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful, awesome show. This has been, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to do me a favor, people of God. I want you to expect the miracle of God to move swiftly in your life. I shared with people the other day, I'm going to say it again, that I've been speaking has been coming to pass as fast as it's coming out of my mouth. Know that your miracle is in motion. Know that your miracle is in motion. I said, know it, praise the Lamb of God, that your miracle is in motion, and believe it 100% in the name of Jesus. I love you all. I bless you. I'll talk to you on tomorrow. Be blessed, children. Hallelujah. I'm excited about your future.
Forgiven.